Three, two. Sophia punches in the code and hears a click. She pulls the handle and the door opens. Submit your answer now. Submit your answer now, the voice says. But Sophia doesn't care anymore. Standing in front of her is Gwen, her face ashen. Gwen, oh, you are right. Sophia folds her friend into a hug. I don't know how you manage that, Gwen says. It's so hard to think with this voice in our ears. She makes a face and gestures to an overhead speaker like the one in the room Sophia just left. In fact, the whole room looks identical. A single table, a chair, and a hanging light bulb. With the door still open, Sophia hears both speakers blare in unison. Submit your answer now! They've been giving you puzzles too. Sophia tries not to show her relief. She'd worried that Imperatum Regi had somehow picked her out, just her, as the one student they thought might betray Silverquicken. Gwen nods. And when I solved one in my head, the loudspeaker knew. Me too, Sophia exclaims. She glances anxiously around the room. They must know I found you. Have you seen any sign of Oliver? Just then, a door swings open from the rear of the room. The girls jump back. I didn't even see that door, Gwen whispers to Sophia. After a second, Oliver emerges, smiling brightly. Gwen, Sophia, he says, it is great to see you. Oliver! Ah! Gwen lets out a sigh of relief. We're glad to see you too. Sophia studies Oliver's face. It's almost glowing with happiness. Why does he seem so unfazed by everything around them? Oliver, Sophia says. Are you okay? Splendid, Oliver says. Come with me. I'll show you the way back to Silverquicken. Oliver leads them into a hallway, latching the door behind them. As she follows Oliver and Gwen down the empty corridor, Sophia can't help but notice that Oliver's hair seems a little shinier than usual, too. Or maybe the lighting is just strange in here. Oliver turns into a small room, just large enough to contain a desk, a computer, and three chairs. All we need to do is log into Silverquicken, he says. Here, I've got three headsets. If we plug them all in, we should be able to connect together. Gwen sits down and puts on a headset, but Sophia hesitates. Taking a deep breath, she puts her hand over the keyboard before Gwen can type in her password. Wait, she says. She turns to Oliver. I'm sorry, but with everything that's happened, I need to be sure you're really you. Oliver's face twists uncomfortably, but he doesn't reply. How about I give you a little puzzle? Something only a Silverquickener could solve, she suggests. Stop. Open puzzle packet number 4. Proceed after solving the puzzle.